I think you're on the other one. Gotcha.
Sold.
Item 16, public hearing, request for amendments to Regulation 4BAC 2010-9010 pertaining to licensing requirements and licensing fees. Mr. Travelstead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
This is a very simple administrative change to the regulation I described
Love
to you
them.
Last month. I doubt there's any public comment on it, but there may be. We did make it clear that the commission, in considering this item, would not consider changes to any license fee at this time. It's merely an administrative change to clarify that the fees you establish for calendar year 2006 apply beyond 2006 to other years until the fees are changed yet again.
I think we understand that. I'd like to open up the public hearing. Anyone have any comment pertaining to this specific item? Public hearing is... Yes, Doug?
Oh, it is public comment.
It was. Oh. However, after we finish this item, I will not deprive you of the ability to come before this commission and speak. At least this is the first time I've heard you. So, after this one, you can come right on up. This is the public hearing on, what'd you need, Kelly?
I didn't say
both, Mr. Jenkins. Oh, no, only Mr. Jenkins. Next, let's see. public hearing is now closed on the licensing issue. Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the amendments to Regulation 4BAC 20-1090.
That's motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bowden. All in favor of the motion indicate by signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Public comments. Mr. Jenkins. Y'all went out in the hallway conspiring together about what you were going to talk about at public comments, were you?
No, sir. Very friendly comment with one of your law enforcement
That's
officers.
Good. Good to have you here, Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you. Mr. Commissioner Bowman and members of the commission. I'm not speaking on behalf of my Waterman Association. Russell Gaskins from the Virginia Waterman Association was supposed to come with me today. And he had discussed some things that he wanted to bring before public comment. And he was taken with flu last night, and he couldn't make it today.
Send him my best if you would, please, Doug.
Yes, sir. So the main thing he had was concerned about was the time frame in which you have the public comment on the opening of the upcoming harvester season. His comment was that the advisory committee, which met back in August, and then the comment from that will be brought today before you people to make a decision on it, that it was too short of a notice for the watermen. Usually they like to know ahead of time whether they're going to continue to crab or whether they're going to go arching. They have to pull the boats up and have them repaired and painted and get ready. And whatever you vote on today will be 6 days if it was the 1st of October that you're going to open our season. It's just too short of a notice. In other words, in years to come, they would like for you to have, if it's possible, to have at least 2 or 3 weeks for the pied of watermen for them to make the decision whether they want to put the rigs on and work horses or continue to fishing or crabbing or whatever. Some of them pound net fishing, some of
yes,
them
sir.
Field net fishing, some of them are crab bottoms. And then when they switch over, 6 days is a very short notice for them to pull up that gear out the water and get ready for that. That was his comment. I'm just bringing that before you on his behalf.
Point is taken. I think what happens a lot of times, Doug, is it takes us, we like to get as much information as we can possible before we get to the decision-making process, so it works a little bit both ways.
The survey part of the officer, I understand.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Place. Kelly, good to have you here, sir.
Nice to see you.
Pleasure.
One of these.
My name is Kelly Place. You may remember last month I came and briefed you on the King William Reservoir project and mentioned some new data from the Game and Inland Fisheries that showed permit conditions 19 and 23 relating to the protection levels of shad would be obviated essentially due to this new data. Since then, of course, I just would mention the State Water Control Board turned down Newport News' permit extension by a vote of 6-1, not necessarily for that reason, but for a lot of different reasons. In a nutshell, I just wanted to mention one other item that had not come before BMRC, and that's a large amount of data from many government and top-notch scientific sources indicating that newly created wetlands and newly filled reservoirs result in large fluxes of methylmercury into the food chain, 40 to 50 times the amount that naturally occurs in fish. And one thing we had mentioned to the board that you all might want to know is that the Pamunkey and the Mattapani watershed already has methylmercury advisories on at least 5 species of fish, whereby they're not safe for human consumption, especially pregnant women or women of childbearing age. But I won't go into the mechanisms of today in order to keep it brief like the commissioner would like. But I would like you to know, though, that the watershed in which the seafood or the fish are contaminated to these levels of methylmercury is the most toxic form of mercury, is probably the last watershed you want to add significant new sources to. From the 10 commercial associations I've been representing, we're concerned that some of that methylmercury will, in fact, get into the fish that are caught and sold commercially in that river. But I just wanted you all to know about that phenomenon and about the State Water Control Board's vote 6-1 to turn down the permit extension. Now, of course, Newport News can reapply as they were supposed to under state law, but they'll have to go through the process again. I hope it gets knocked down and doesn't have to come in front of spare you all from having to hear that, because it's probably no fun. But I just wanted to give you a quick update on that. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, sir. Since we reopen public comments, anyone else? Public comments. Item 17, public hearing. Request for amendment 4BAC 2610-10, commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting. Ms. Iverson, good to have you here, ma'am.
Be here. This is just a public hearing. The issue before you is basically to tighten up the compliance section of the mandatory reporting harvest section of the regulation, and that is to require that harvesters have to be in compliance before they can renew their licenses, and also their 911 address be added to the application when they do new applicants or renewal applications if a 911 address is not already on there. And basically the need for this is that mandatory reporting is critical to pretty much everything that we do here for data management. And if the data is not here in a timely manner or it is not accurate, then it's a problem. And so our whole point is to really tighten up on compliance and make sure the data that gets in the database gets in there on time and that the data is accurate. This is a public hearing. I don't have any public comment of anyone having any problems with this particular regulation, so it is open for.
Okay, Stephanie, I appreciate it. If we have any questions, we'll let you know. This is a public hearing. Like, I open the public hearing pertaining to commercial fishing mandatory harvest reporting. Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would agree with staff assessment of the situation that timely and accurate data is really critical and essential for effective management of our fisheries resources. And as we saw last year with the whelk fishery, it could be very difficult if we don't have accurate data. It puts the onus back on the industry and harvesters to try to prove a case. So knowing that we've had these problems in the past, I think this will put the necessary teeth in mandatory reporting that will ensure better accuracy and more timely data collection.
So, I couldn't agree more.
I would offer to approve staff's recommendation as a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item, item 18, public hearing, request to exempt licensed pound net fishermen located in the National Marine Fisheries Service modified pound net leader area
from requirements to fish their pound nets or establish a complete system of nets and poles in order to renew their licenses or maintain their priority rights to such locations in 2007. Mr. Travelstead.
I think the title explains
it. Pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
I think this is the...
That's why I read the whole thing.
I think this is the last time you'll probably hear a request from...